I wanted to just say a few words more about the simplicity of our practice. The more we practice and the more the continuity develops, the simpler what we actually do is. Initially, as we're practicing and seeing our reactivity, there may be things that we need to do to navigate that, especially if we're being pulled into kind of a rabbit hole or a cycle of reactivity. We may need to learn some tools to step away from it, to do some things, you know, to balance the mind to meet that, or to simply just not attend to it. And so early in our practice, or at various times in our practice, because it's definitely, practice is not this ever more easeful process. It definitely has these waves and cycles of times where we have to use some skillful means, some tools to navigate a challenge. And yet the more we practice and the more we gain the confidence that our mindfulness can meet whatever is arising, the simpler our work becomes. We are cultivating, you know, the simplicity of that mirror that can just reflect. And so we're just cultivating that very simple reflective capacity. And that what is reflected, what is seen in that awareness, is mind-blowingly complex. The workings of our mind are phenomenally complex. Some of you have pointed to this a little bit, just seeing how much is happening. And if we think we have to do that or keep up with it or track it in some way, you know, if we have to do something with that or try to even understand it ourselves, then that's a little bit extra. The understanding is the job of wisdom. That's a function of mind that is strengthened as we are simply willing to witness. So the understanding of what is happening, the understanding of that complexity, will come in its own time. And so sometimes when we are witnessing experience and we see how complicated it is, we can kind of get involved in that complexity. You know, it's like, how do I figure this out? How do I understand all it? We start analyzing or thinking about it. And so sometimes I just like to suggest or point to, if it feels complicated, that's just something else to know, as opposed to be involved with. So the meditating mind, the practice itself is very simple. What we do is very simple, and it gets simpler as mindfulness gets more continuous. We have to actually work less to have that continuity, because a momentum of mindfulness grows. I used that analogy of the scooter the other day, I think, and you know, as the momentum of the scooter grows, you don't have to keep tapping on the ground to keep the scooter moving. You can just ride for a little while. You don't have to do so much work. And very similarly in the mindfulness, we do the effort to keep we make the effort to remind ourselves to be aware and to recognize what we're aware of. And then over time, a momentum of that awareness begins to grow, and we need to do less. The doing part of the practice is absolutely necessary. And yet we also have to begin to recognize when we can step back from the doing and simply ride that wave of awareness, ride that wave of mindfulness. when we are doing the mindfulness, when we're reminding ourselves, am I aware? What am I aware of? There's certain things that can be known and seen in that process. We can, as we work and do that, as we engage the mind to remember, to be aware. But that very engagement of the doing does obscure some subtler things that happen in our minds. So the very doing keeps our attention at a certain level, that horizon of the subconscious attention that I talked about that gets lower the more we practice. And so as the momentum of mindfulness builds, that's one of the conditions for the subconscious, the horizon of subconsciousness to lower. Because as we do less, that simple knowing can see more. It's kind of like if you want to see the reflection in a pond. You know, at first, if there's stuff all over the surface of the pond, you're going to have to do some work to clear that. You know, and it's helpful. You clear the leaves on the pond, you can begin to see some patterns of reflection that are happening. But you don't see it clearly. You still have to keep doing the work. But the very work ripples the surface of the pond, even as it clears the leaves. And then as the leaves are cleared, the pond begins to settle as you stop. You know, if after the leaves are clear, you kept kind of sweeping a rake across the water to clear the leaves, you're going to keep the water rippling. And so as we go, you know, we need to kind of stop engaging in the doing. And as you know, if you stopped sweeping the rake across the water, then you'll start to notice when is the pond clear, when can you see clearly, and when is there wind blowing, when are there external conditions that change the nature of what is reflected. So the practice gets simpler and simpler. And in a way, this is humbling, because we like to be engaged, we like to do, we like to feel like I'm the one who's going to figure this out. But what we definitely start to see is that we are not in charge of the understanding. And yet we see so clearly how what we are cultivating, this continuity of mindfulness, supports the understanding. And we've heard some of this in the descriptions. We've heard people describe an experience and see, I just understood that. And it ended, the pattern vanished. This is wisdom at work. And this happens the more we are willing to be simple.